Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now standard oil is always advertising, we know that so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And if money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Says I just love farming. More banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot, but the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Ten-gallon hat, two-barrel gun, and spurs that jingle-jangle. Shouldn't happen to a doggy, but it happened to me. My fella is an actor in the movies. He's that singing cowboy that you always see. Smiling Texas, what they named him. But before Hollywood claimed him, he was just plain Long John to me. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. He keeps a singing and a shooting blanks all day. Oh, he's fearless and he's handsome and he's strong. Way out yonder where the buffalo roam. He's a wild man when he's fighting, and my life should be exciting. But that dude is just a dud when he's at home. Yippee-ki-yo, yippee-ki-yay. He keeps a singing and a shooting blanks all day. All the engines on the movie reservation. All so scared of him, they always wind up dead. He's a he-man in the pictures, cause they add on all the fixtures. Gee, I wish he'd wear those right boots to bed. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. He keeps a singing and a shooting blanks all day. Oh, he used to make love to me on the range. He was even better than his brother Joe. But the way his contract binds him, now his love life lies behind him, cause everything belongs to RKO. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. He keeps a singing and a shooting blanks all day. Oh, he used to come a courting round the back door, and he serenade me with a pretty song. Oh, he used to serenade me with a rondelay he made me. Get along, little doggy, get along. Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay. He keeps a singing and a shooting blanks all day. Someday when his paycheck runs dry, cool water, going out and get me a divorce. And to the judge I'll swear that he's hardly ever there. He says he gets more action on his horse. Yippee-ki-yo, yippee-ki-yay. He keeps a singing and a shooting, a riding and a tooting. RKO, take him away.
Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. A transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, but it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely.
Looks like the jig's up. But if I'm going to prison, why don't you and I have a little do together first?
Well, the thing is, though,
Look at me, Matt.
I am looking, honey.
Then do something about it.
Well, I sure would like to, ma'am. I really would, but you see, it's this goddamn gun belt, a buckle or something. I don't know. Had the same trouble now for 187 scripts.
What trouble, Matt?
Well, I just can't seem to get my gun off.
We had some high old times. They were funny. Howard McNear sometimes used to refer to Saturdays when we recorded them as Dirty Saturdays. Sometimes somebody would make an inflection and a line that would come out slightly spiked and colored. And from then on, no matter what you said, the most innocuous line became really a dirty bunch of words when they were not intended so. But these guys would spend hours working up a ribald sound effect or something of the sort, and then we would all dutifully collapse.
Hello, Matt.
Hello, Kitty.
What are you doing in here this time of day?
Just looking for a little peace in here as well as out there in that heat.
What?
Well, you were talking about doing it, weren't you?
I sure was. All right, Matt. Come on upstairs and have a drink with me. I
got to
get clear here for a few minutes.
All right, let's go.
You ever get fed up with it, Matt? Come on in. Make yourself to home.
Yeah, thank you.
Pour us a drink.
Okay.
Let's have it. I'll lay low.
Oh, my goodness.
Gunsmoke is being broadcast overseas to the servicemen of our enemies.
In those days, it was an absolute ball. We'd do two shows on a Saturday. We'd do one in the morning, go to lunch, and then do one in the afternoon. And the total, we'd probably start at 11 and be through by 3:30 or 4 or something like that.
It was joyful. It really was.
We were doing a show called The New Hotel sometime in... Well, I don't remember the date exactly. Let's say it was in 55. And it was one of those mornings where just everything was on a tilt. Conrad, at one point, broke up so much that I thought he was really just through for the day. Following whatever Bill ad-libbed or whatever Larry Dobkin ad-libbed or whatever John Daner ad-libbed, the sound men would ad-lib sound underneath to go right with it. The story of the new hotel concerns a hotel being built which is later destroyed by a fire, and it's a very dramatic moment, and the cue line comes up from Conrad, and the hotel is in flames in the background, and Rex Corey plays "I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire," which of course broke up the cast completely for about 5 minutes.
Those were happy, happy, halcyon times. Some of those Saturday recording sessions seem as though they were just yesterday. And I wish they were tomorrow.
Come here. Closer. Look closer, yes.
Yes?
My Chesterfield. Firm and pleasing to the lips.
Oh.
Chesterfield. Mild.
Oh, yes.
They satisfy the most. Pardon me. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Enid Mills' new hotel.
Well, it will be when they get it built, Chester.
Never heard of a cattle rancher going into hotel business before, Mr. Dillon.
Enoch Mills is a man of enterprise.
Look yonder at him. Why, he's as proud as a new father, ain't he?
Oh, it isn't every day a man builds a new hotel in Dodge, I always say.
No. Hello, Mark. Chester.
Hello, Mr. Mills.
That's going up pretty fast, isn't it?
Oh, we've got most of a month before it's finished, Marshal.
Yeah. How many rooms are you going to have?
15. Could have more, but this is going to be a class hotel. Not some hay tent like Jim Dobie's Dodge House.
I'll bet he's jealous.
Dobie's had monopoly in this town long enough. You're right about him being jealous, Chester. He's already done everything he can to keep me from building.
Oh? Oh, what's he done?
Well, he tried to buy up all the good lumber in town, for one thing. Good lumber in town. Thought he'd leave me with nothing but a lot of warped cottonwood. But I got on to him soon enough, and I'm building with the best, Marshal. All ash and hackberry.
Hello, John.
Hello, Marshal.
He's a scouting enemy, I guess.
Leave him scout. He'll be out of business soon
scouting
enough.
Scouting enemy.
Scouting enemy, yeah. Yeah, looks like a town meeting we're about to have. How are you, Marshal?
How are you,
Joe, Mr. Dobie?
Coming along fine, Dobie. Of course, it's only a little bitty hotel. Half the rooms, but twice the class of the Dodge House.
You won't get my trade.
Ah, oh, John.
I've been in business too long.
What a figure. Who's your little friend, Dobie?
You'll never beat me, Eunuch. Right, you're getting too old.
Old?
fine marshal?
I'll eat the goose that fattens in your grave, Jim Doby.
Not likely. Anyways, what do you know about the hotel business, Enid? You won't last a month.
Good question. Now, look, you men. Dodge can use two hotels. There are plenty of trade here. Why don't you quit fighting each other?
You're too scared of a little competition, Doby. You ain't slept a night since I started building.
You got a ranch to run, Enoch. That's enough for one man. You shouldn't be pushing on other people's territory.
Well, you ain't gonna stop me.
I've tried to stop you, and I'll go on trying.
All right, he's threatening me, Marshal. You heard him.
I'm gonna fight you, Enoch. I'm gonna fight you all the way. So now, you better start staying up nights.
Man belongs in jail, Marshal. Doby's a hard one, Enoch. He'll give you a fight. But I don't think he'll do anything illegal.
He won't, huh? Well, you wait and see. And it's going to be your fault for not stopping him now. The whole blame is going to be on your shoulders, Marshal. And I ain't going to let nobody forget it.
Kitty, get that goddamn thing out of here.
Oh, this is the loneliest jailhouse I was ever in, Matt. You and Chester don't spend much time here, do you?
Yeah, we'd be around more often if you'd drive in occasionally.
I haven't got a license.
Oh, I see. Well, you never did have.
Well, that's one reason I'm going to live so long. I came by to tell you something, Matt.
Oh?
Yeah. Look out for this Christmas traffic.
Don't tell me that's around again.
Yep. I met a guy at the Long Branch this afternoon. He didn't say much, but a man like that stands out like a white buffalo.
Ah, you can pick him, Kitty. Gil Shank's a gunman and a crook. He isn't wanted that I know of, but he sure ought to be.
Well, I didn't figure him for a drummer.
Oh. Well, I think I'll let him stay around a few days. See what he's up to. A drummer?
Well, there are a couple of men with him, but it's hard to say if they're friends or if they just met.
Ah, well, they're probably friends. Gil Shank never liked traveling alone much.
Well, it didn't look like gunmen, Matt. They're just a couple of saddle bumps.
Maybe I'm wrong, then. Well, thanks for telling me now, Kitty.
How's Enoch Mills' hotel coming? I haven't been by there lately.
Oh, they got the frame up. Enoch says it'll be another month anyway.
Huh? Jim Doby been letting him alone?
Well, he keeps prodding him pretty hard.
I guess those two will never get together.
Not the way they're going.
Look out, Chester. All right.
I scunned my knee again. What was Kitty?
Did something scare you, Chester?
Oh, worse than that. Oh, that new hotel's on fire.
On fire?
And old Enid saying Jim Doby. Oh, my knee's killing me. You better get down there, Mr. Dillon.
By the time I reached Rex Corey, a bucket brigade had been formed. There wasn't much to do but get in line and form a circle. Even while we worked, I could tell the fire had been set and that the wood had been soaked with kerosene. It was all over in a half hour. And not because we'd put it out. There was nothing left to burn. The next morning, I went back and had a talk with Enoch. He'd already bought more lumber and had his workmen busy cleaning up.
This ain't gonna stop me, Marshal. Takes more than arson to stop Enoch Mills.
I guess there's no need to ask you who you think did it, is it?
Well, Jim Doby, of course. You know that as well as I do.
You don't have any proof of that, Enoch.
I got what proof I need. If you was anything of a lawman at all, Doby'd be in jail right now.
I can't arrest a man because you and he are enemies, Enoch.
Well, it don't matter. I ain't counting on you no more. I got other ways. Hey, coming right there, Marshal.
You mean Gil Shank?
That's right. He seen me after the fire last night, and he offered to go to work for me.
What do you need a gunman for, Enoch?
That makes you sit up, don't it? You and Dobie both. You bet it does.
Marshal Dillon. Well, now, this is a pleasure.
Yeah, he knows you're working for me, Shank. I told him.
Just Shank, Enoch?
What do you mean?
Is he the only one you hired?
I'm alone, Marshal. That's what you're driving at.
You're making a bad mistake, Enoch. You don't need a man like this.
I could take offense at that, Marshal.
Well, you just let me know when you decide, huh?
I'll let you know.
You've been listening to each other again, I can tell.
You won't do a thing to Jim Dobie, either one of you.
You're protecting the criminal, Marshal. But it ain't gonna work. Shank's got a plan. You said you was gonna figure something out, Shank. You done it?
Well, Enoch, what with the law being so loose around here, we gotta protect your hotel. Day and night.
That goddamn shrimp story does it every time.
How many riders you got out at your ranch?
Oh, about 20.
Well, I want 15 of them.
What?
I want them here in Dodge. We're going to put a guard around this building 24 hours a day.
I can't spare no 15 men, Shank. Who's going to watch the store?
You ain't moving cattle.
Of course not.
Well, then 5 riders are enough for that. You want this hotel to go up or don't you?
All right, I'll send for them.
Say, ain't that... No, that ain't John. That's Jim Dobie over there.
Yeah, that's him.
Little Jim Dobie.
Come to enjoy his dirty work.
Shank.
What, Marshal?
The first sign of any of your dirty work, I'm coming after you fast. Bye. Oh, Christ.
Morning, Marshal.
Dobie.
I suppose I'm getting the blame for this.
Oh, yes, you are.
Why aren't you arresting me?
I've known you for a long time, Dobie. You're a pig-headed and you can be downright mean. But you don't fight.
You make it hard.
I don't know what the fuck I'm laughing about. You can thank me by laying off Enoch Mills for a while. There's going to be enough trouble without your making any. Oh, good.
Nothing ain't gonna happen after all, Mr. Dillon.
What?
I mean about old Unit Mills' hotel.
Hello, John.
Everything is purely pawn peaceful.
Oh, with 15 armed guards spelling one another day and night, it ought to be.
I didn't see that fellow Gil Shank around yesterday.
Oh, Enoch said that he rode down to Tuscosa.
What for? To hold up the bank?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
Here comes Mr. Botkin.
Oh?
Morning, Marshal. Morning, Chester.
Your dog's running away.
Morning, Chester.
Hello. Morning, Mr.
Larkin. You look dressed for traveling.
Well, a banker doesn't do all his work behind a desk, Marshal. I've been looking over some land up north the last couple of days.
How'd you have a good trip?
Fine, except for crossing the Pawnee. It was almost in flood.
How'd you make it?
I was lucky, Chester. Some cowboys were taking a herd across, and they gave me a hand.
Swimming a herd across the Pawnee this time of year?
Yes. They must have had a
fight in
their head, Marshal.
Yeah. Well, who was it? I don't know anybody moving cattle now. Well,
they were strangers to me.
Oh. What was the brand? The brand?
I'm afraid I'm not much of a brand reader, Marshal.
You think you could draw it for me? over here in the dirt, Mr. Bucks. Here's a stick. Yeah. Now, what did it look like?
Well, there was a circle here.
Father who?
And a line through it. Like this. It stopped just about here.
Why, everybody knows that brand, Mr. Botkin.
Everybody but me, I guess. Where would they be taking those cattle, Marshal?
Only one place, the Greystone Indian Agency. It's about 20 miles beyond there.
No, they're going to sell them to the agency, eh?
They won't get top prices, but it's always a fast cash sale. Now, Chester.
What?
Go saddle 3 horses and tie them up behind the office and then wait for me. I'll be back after dark.
Chester.
Go ahead, Enoch.
Don't know what you're bringing me here this time of night for, Marshal.
I got everything ready, Mr. Dillon.
Good, Chester.
You got everything ready for what?
Well, I don't know exactly, Mr. Mills.
Oh, I think you're both crazy.
Here, that's no way to talk. Nobody ain't done nothing to you.
All right, hold him, Chester.
Was burning my hotel down was nothing?
Oh, it wasn't a hotel. It was only just the frame of one. Is that about right?
Chester, I'm beginning to think you and the marshal are both in on it. You're such big friends with Jim Dolby.
You'll believe most anything, won't you, Amy?
Anything but what you tell me, Marshal Dillon.
That's yeah, it. That's true.
Sure enough, true. Now, I'm getting out of here. I got nothing to say to you, and you
I
got
said,
nothing
hold
to
hold it.
To God damn it. Stronger than you'd think.
Don't know why I come in the first place.
Now, wait a minute, Enoch.
Marshal, make it faster.
I will. I'm going to try to explain something to you, but I can see that would be a waste of time.
Are you all through?
Oh, honey, I'm just getting started.
Peter, what? Give me my gun, Marshal.
No, I'll keep it for you, Enoch. Right here in my belt.
Are you arresting him for something, Mr. Dillon?
Not arresting him, Chester. I'm kidnapping him. Mills was about as mad as any man I ever saw. But I managed to get him on the horse, and then he and Chester and I rode quietly out of Dodge. Next day, we covered some 60 miles and were at Greystone Indian Agency. It was run by a man called Albert Leach, who didn't seem too bright, but at least I could tell he wasn't a grafter like most. I had a talk with him, and then I brought Enoch in to meet him.
Come in, gentlemen. Come in.
Have a chair.
You give me a chair, mister, and I'll bash both your heads in with it.
Now, really, Mr. Mills.
How come you know my name?
Why, Marshal Dillon told me.
This is Albert Leach, Enoch. He runs the agency.
I don't care who he is or what he runs. He's got anything to do with whatever you're up to, Marshal. He's going to end up in jail, too.
Oh, good heavens.
Don't worry about it, Leach. Enoch was up all night, and I think it put him in a bad temper.
Sure.
Leach, I want you to tell him how many cattle you bought yesterday.
1,012 head.
Uh-huh. And you paid?
$15 a head.
Then you robbed somebody. Any cow that can walk's worth $20.
The government never pays over 15, Mr. Mills.
That's why I don't sell to the government.
We haven't got much time. Hello, John?
Here.
Have you paid for those cattle yet, Leach?
No. The boss will be here any minute to collect the money. In
God,
fact,
but God,
that's
God.
Him riding him now.
Pay him, Leach. We'll go in the other room.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, come on, Enoch.
Oh, getting yourself in deeper and deeper, Marshal. I've about decided you won't go to jail. They're going to lock you up in a madhouse.
Quiet now, Enoch, and listen.
Where'd he go? You the boss of that outfit that just went by?
Enoch Mills is the boss. I run it for him.
Whoosh.
Come on, give me the money. I ain't got all day.
That's Bill Shank.
Well, hurry it up, mister. Where's the money?
Oh, I'll kill him. I'll kill him with my bare hands.
Wait a minute, Enoch.
You crazy, Shank.
What are you doing here? Dillon.
Hold it, Shank. I said hold it,
hey,
Shank.
Pull it.
Bang.
Bang. Can't I set it down now?
You killed him, Marshal.
You not hit, Enoch?
No, he missed me. So this is what he wanted my men guarding the hotel for. Rotten criminal.
He had some help. But we're going to be a long time finding him.
I don't care about them. You got him.
He set that fire, Enoch. He planned the whole thing.
You had it figured out. Why didn't you tell me?
You wouldn't believe anything I said, remember?
Yeah. Well, I've been a fool, Marshal. Looks like I kind of owe you an apology.
What about Jim Doby? You're giving him a bad name, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know, Marshal. I never should have started that hotel in the first place. I'm a cattleman, not no innkeeper.
Oh, you mean you're not going to finish it?
Oh, I'm going to finish it. But then you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Jim Doby and ask him to run it for me. You think he'll do it, Marshal?
Yeah, he'll do it, Enoch. And whenever you come to town, he might even let you stay there if you behave yourself.
And now our star, William Conrad.
You know, on the frontier, a horse thief was often caught and hung because someone else's brand was on the animal that he'd stolen. But next week, a man is hung because...
And now our sadistic star...
I just wanted to say, my God.
You never forget your verb forms as long as you say, the man who was hung was well hanged.
All righty, righty. I can't do this now. It's ridiculous. Let's go to the next one.
I'll go to the third one. We'll come back for
you. In a moment, our star, William Conrad.
You know, on the frontier, a horse thief was often caught and hung because someone else's brand was on the animal he'd stolen.
We may not be able to do this one, you know.
All right, come on, be serious, Bill.
All right,
goddamn,
yeah.
This is a serious business,
all right,
boy. Come on, Norman.
Yeah.
Here's a teaser for a lynching man. In a moment, our star... Not yet.
Let's cut it just before we do the show. Oh, Christ, I'd never do it with all these people in here. We got to do it now.
You won't believe it, but this is a teaser for Lynching Man. In a moment, our star, William Conrad.
This is quite ridiculous, and I'm awfully sorry, but there's not much I can do about it.
Just let me do it without him doing the opening.
All right.
You've already got the opening, haven't you? All right.
You know, on the frontier, a horse thief was often caught.
I can't get that goddamn thing out of my mind.
Let me do a couple of credits, and if I can get through the credits, you can do anything. Gunsmoke, transcribed under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, that son of a bitch. With music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Ray Kemper. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, John Daner, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke is being broadcast overseas to the servicemen of our enemies.
Hello, fan of Mystery Play Internet Radio. When listening to various old-time radio shows, you have probably heard the term self-sustaining program. This means the program does not have a sponsor. That is the case with Mr. Play Internet Radio. So I'm asking you now to be the sponsor of Mr. Play Internet Radio. It's easy, and here's how. Every time you visit the Mr. Play Internet Radio website, click on one of the advertiser buttons. We receive a fraction of a penny for each click. Cheapskates? Yeah, I know. But that's how it works. Or if you can send a monetary donation through PayPal, click on the donations button. Any amount will be appreciated. or the most exciting new feature when you download and listen to one of the Mystery Play podcasts. Again, a fraction of a penny will come to Mystery Play Internet Radio. And finally, becoming a VIP member of the Life 365 Network contributes to support. So let those pennies add up and consider being a sponsor of Mystery Play Internet Radio. Thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.